Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Well, good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Hubert here from Amity High School as the Warriors get set to take on the Jefferson Lions. Jefferson comes into this with a 2-3 record in league, 9-7 overall. They're ranked 18th in the state, and they come in with what Jed says is the best point guard in 3A basketball. That's Gretchen Orton. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about her as this game goes on, as the Warriors will have a little different test tonight than what they've had in previous games. We're going to start the normal four in the backcourt: Aidy, Maya, Eliza, and Sarah, and then Megan Sharp. So that'll be the Warriors starting five. Thank you, Jennifer. And for the Lions, it will be 5'3 senior, number 12, Gwen Orton. Number 20, a 5'1 junior, Amira Saad. Or Sad? It's Sad. Number 22, 5'8 sophomore point guard, Gretchen Orton. Number 24, a 5'4 senior, Emily Kunkel. And number 31, a 5'10 senior, Jaden O'Neill. Senior heavy team. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seniors on this roster, but their best player is the sophomore Orton. Jed told me she's leading our league in scoring at 21 a game. Great ball handler. And he said this team shoots the three very well. Now, all of that belies the fact that they've lost three games in league, including losing to Dayton by 5, Santiam Christian by 20, and Taft by 16. So, and Jed's comment to me was, I can't figure out how they've lost three games so badly. So, the focus will be on this 1-3-1 will be on Orton, and then making sure you get out on shooters at all times. So, obviously the Warrior girls thrive on forcing turnovers. And watch this girl do her ball handling drills here. Good little crossover between the legs.
Left-handed?
I don't know. Let's watch her a little bit more here as she works on getting ready for the game. Everybody else is running a drill. She's doing her own drill, Ron. That's an interesting thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the, my goodness though. Her crossover behind the back, between the legs, is legit. Like, as good of behind the back crossover as I've seen, boy or girl, in recent years. She dribbles it low. She's 5'8", but she's got a low handle.
I want to talk about that first game. Going back on it, I don't feel like we overblew the guy that, you know, the shooter. He really can shoot.
Oh yeah.
But Keon totally took him out of his game, and he worked so hard in the third quarter to get those shots. He didn't have anything left in the fourth quarter.
And that's that example. It's kind of what we were talking about. It does take a lot out of you to score, especially when you're having to handle the ball to score. Because a lot of his shots in that third quarter were off the dribble, which takes a lot more out of you than catching and shooting.
So it's kind of like, and you also got to have some help, and he didn't have any help.
No help.
No
yeah.
help.
There was nobody he could draw the defense and kick the ball to.
Yeah. So it's create for yourself, get that step back three, or there's nobody, like nobody's breaking on the inside. There's no inside game at all.
Yeah. We got about 2 minutes to go here before the start of this girls game. So the Warriors come into this 13-3 overall, 5-0 in league. They have beaten Sio, Dayton, Taft, Sheridan, and Santiam Christian. The closest of those games, Santiam Christian on Thursday night, where the Warriors won by just 9, but they outscored them by 15 in the fourth quarter. 19-4. 19-4 was the final. Got the basket at the end. It was 19-2, and then Yost got a layup kind of at the end of the game when nobody mattered, when the game was already over. So it was really an 11-point win, cut down to 9. So Just got a chance to talk with Ellie a little bit. She is still a little ways away. She's going in Monday to, or is it a week from Monday?
I think it's a week from Monday.
A week from Monday to get tested, see if her hamstring strength is where it needs to be. She can be back. Eagles beating the Giants 28-7. Not a shocker.
No.
I think all of us were kind of hoping the Giants would pull off the shocker because it'd be kind of fun. Dallas and San Francisco, of course, playing tomorrow in the NFC semifinal game at San Francisco. I think the Niners, last time I saw, 5.5-point favorites in that game. So that'll be interesting to see if Dallas can play the underdog and come back and make the rookie quarterback look like a rookie quarterback or not. He hasn't looked like a rookie much. Somebody showed me though a Purdy, I saw this come up on my social media account. Somebody looked up the, worst, what was it, the worst quarterback turnover highlight film in college football.
He had a bad game.
No, this is from college.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
He had a bad game in college.
Oh, he had a few of them, because this was against three different opponents. he had three of the worst plays in college football last year, where he tries to do too much and then makes a bad mistake. And I think one of the things Shanahan has done is said, don't try to do too much.
Well, you didn't have
Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, yeah. Makes a difference, doesn't it?
You got three horses like
that. And that's where, as a coach, you rein somebody back in and you say, just play within yourself and let your tools do the work, right? Don't try to swing the hammer hard. Get a bigger hammer and swing it easy. Let the hammer do the work. And he's got some hammers in San Francisco, so that'd be fun.
You don't have to win the war. Just win the battle, you know. Just throw it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't lose the battle.
That's right, man.
Yeah. Yep. So the Lions, in their traveling purple uniforms with white trim and numbers and letters. Warriors in their white home uniforms with royal. A little bit of gray trim. Again, for Jefferson, they're starting three seniors, a junior and a sophomore. The sophomore is their best player, Gretchen Orton. She is their point guard and their best offensive player at 21 points a game. That's amazing.
I'd be curious to see how he's going to attack her.
Well, he told me they're going to go 1-3-1 right out of the gate. They're not going to change up anything initially. For the Warriors, it's their...
If the Niners don't get in foul trouble...
It helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Sarah. It's the double sophomore freshman combo for the Warriors, the Nisley twins, Harzma and Grove, along with Scharf tonight starting. It's kind of alternated Scharf and Kendall. We are ready to roll, folks.
They're short. Those 11, 20 and 12 are short.
Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be get the ball out of Orton's hands and then force the turnover. O'Neal will jump center with Grove. They list O'Neal at 5'10". She's about 5'7", 5'8". I'm going to say 5'8". Grove's got her by a solid inch. Grove wins the tap easily to Eliza. Eliza with the drive all the way in, lays it up and in. Defense was not ready for that little burst, were they? Warriors in their 1-3-1 full court with Grove on top of this. Orton works, passes it ahead to Saad. Back out to Orton. Saad, left angle, three-pointer, good. Rod, Jed said they could shoot. Eliza going the other way, all the way in. Gives it to Grove. Grove fouled, no call. 80 puts it back, misses. No call there. They didn't call anything in the boys' game either. Saad with the rebound. Gets it to Orton. Orton. Oh, Grove almost had the pick. Orton a little too quick on that. I don't think Grove saw that coming. Can't reach on her. Too good of a ball handler to reach on.
I don't think we have to worry about trying to steal it one-on-one. You need to make him throw bad passes.
Orton works to the right. Passes it into the corner to Orton. Oh, the other Orton, Gwen Orton. There's two of them. That's going to be confusing. On top, Gretchen Orton. So it's Gretchen and Gwen. There's a three-pointer by Saad. Hits another one. They're out on top 6-2. Got to get out on the shooter. She's only 5-1. Grove in the corner. Down low, 80. Steps through, fouled. 80 will go to the line to shoot two. Got down on that right block.
80, going to the line.
But they work, those Niza girls work that baseline so well. Shot or pass really caused problems to the defense. 80 at the line to shoot two. First one, a little short. Oh, who was that foul on? Shoot.
12.
Thank you. Track that. That's Gwen Orton. Second one. Bounces around and doesn't stay. 80 misses a pair. It's 6-2 still. Gwen gets it over to Kunkel. Kunkel backs it out. Back to Gwen. Almost threw it away. Back to Kunkel. Left corner. Orton for three. Misses. Rebound 80 to Eliza. Eliza throws ahead. Sarah out in front. Takes it in and scores. Great pass ahead. Timeout taken by Zach Mason, the head coach of Jefferson. And I'm watching him. He is just emphatically saying, you have got to get back on defense. You have got to get back on defense. He repeated it twice to him. I'm trying to emphasize, like, you know what we want to do. We want to run. And he's like, you know, this has been a point of emphasis all week in their practice, and then they don't get back on
this
defense.
This is the week where you have one day to practice, because you play a Thursday game and then Friday.
True.
One day of practice, try to get ready.
But you know, if you're playing us, point of emphasis, we will run.
Yeah, our
and
girls,
you better get back.
Nobody practiced yesterday. It was dance day.
Yeah, well, not bad for everybody to have a day off on a long week, right?
Right.
It's okay. Even if you had practiced, I think it would have been just a shoot around anyway. They're tired. No, I mean, just even if you were going to practice.
But everybody was.
Yeah. Distracted, right?
Haircuts and fix your hair.
Gretchen Orton with the ball. Gretchen works to her left. High dribble. Keeps her hand on top of it. Picks it up. Down low. Short jumper missed there by Gwen. There's a pass ahead. Sharp out running.
Sharp.
Thousand scores! What a run out by Megan Sharp. Is it contagious, Ron?
Yeah.
Run the court. Good things happen.
I missed a rebound down here. Who got the rebound on the miss? Is that Eliza?
Yeah, I don't know who had that. It was in traffic down there. I looked away. Sharp misses a free throw. Eliza tips to herself. Reset. Out to 80. Eliza, left corner three. No good. 80 with the rebound. Reverse lay-in. It won't go. Ball tipped out of there and recovered by O'Neal. Gets it out to Gwen. Gwen, right-hand lay-in, misses. Rebound. Pulled in by Harzma. Harzma, bounce pass. 80, lays it up and in. 80 nicely with her first basket. It's 8-6 Warriors. Orton hooks a pass ahead to Gwen. Block out of bounds by Eliza. Don't bring that weak in here.
That was
Gwen Orton thought she was going to have a nice little easy uncontested jump shot from the right wing, and it gets smacked hard. She's going right, getting her water, so I guess she's okay. Maya out and Alyssa in. Gwen Orton swings it over to Saad. She's got two threes. She misses this one. Grove with the rebound on the weak side. Over to Eliza. Eliza pushes up the right side of the floor. Still going hard. Goes to the baseline. Gets tripped. No call. Alyssa for three. No good. Orton with the board. Orton pushes up. It's Gretchen. Pulls up for three. Yeah. Grove might have got a piece of that. Long rebound. Grove with it. Good challenge by Grove. Not to foul. Grove brings it up herself. Calls for Eliza to come get it. Hits her on the back door. Kicks it. 80. Fakes the three. Down low. Eliza lobs to Sharp. Loses it. McMullen battles. Comes out of there with it. To Eliza. Eliza on the baseline. Jump ball. Alternating possession goes to the Lions. 8-6 Warriors. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Gretchen Orton brings it up, swings it to Gwen. Back to Gretchen. Cross court, Saad on the baseline. Back out to Kunkel. Kunkel picks up her dribble. back out to Orton on top. Gretchen hooks a pass to Saad. Down low. They got away with it. Kick it back out. Three-pointer. No good. Nice tip by Scharf to Grove. Grove gets it a pass ahead to Eliza. Eliza down low to 80. 80 traveled. So frustrated. Gretchen Orton walks it up the middle of the floor. Warriors in their 1-3-1. Weak pass over to Saad. Back to Orton in the middle. Dumps it in the corner to Saad. Struggling to run their offense here on top. Gretchen Orton steps back. Fakes the three. Gives it to Kunkel. Kunkel starts to drive. Bounce pass to O'Neal. Back out to Orton. Orton backs it out. Warriors in the 1-3-1 with Grove on top. Oh. Saad blocked by McMullen. Rebound 80. Or Eliza. Eliza pushes hard all the way in. Scores on Orton. Eliza Nisley with four. Warriors up 10-6.
We got three blocked shots over here, haven't we? Or is that two?
Challenging the shots. Down low. Blocked out of bounds. That was a pass that was knocked out as Gwen Orton tried to pass the ball across the key to O'Neal, and it was blocked out of bounds by Eliza. Eliza's everywhere tonight. No fouls either. I like that. They lob into Orton for three. Hits it. Gotta know where she is. They let her get an inbound three. They have three threes. It's 10-9. 3:23 remaining in the first quarter. McMullen, bounce pass to 80. 80 works left to Grove. Down low to Eliza. Looks to feed. Not there. Grove back out to 80. 80 with the drive and the kick. McMullen in the right corner to Eliza. Down low. Grove fumbles it. Gets it back. Hooks it back out to McMullen for three. Hits it! Oh, I love seeing that from Spunky McMullen. Alyssa drains a three. 13-9 Warriors. That was a broken play that the Warriors ended up. It's right here.
I don't want it.
Out to Gwen Orton. Gwen over to Kunkel on the right wing. Kunkel back to Gwen. Over to Gretchen Orton. Gretchen to Gwen. Loses it. 80 with a steal. 80. Ahead to Grove. Grove works on Orton. Knocked away from behind by Gwen. Should have just put the brakes on there. Didn't have numbers. It's a good time just to back it out and set up your offense. Gretchen gets into the lane. It's going to be a foul on Grove.
That was
her second.
That was kind of a tired foul. She was slow getting down the court.
So Grove out with two. Kendall in.
Mad about her turnover.
Oh, yep. Little frustration foul, right? Come back, try to make a big play going the other way to make up for your turnover. Orton on the inbound to O'Neal. Short jump shot. Misses that. Sharp to McMullen. Throws long. 80 has to chase it down on the sideline. No foul there, apparently. And then we're going to have a jump ball.
Sorry.
Warriors ball on the alternating possession. 80 has a knack for not getting fouls called. I mean, that was a, you know, she reached in, tied the girl up. A lot of times that's a reach-in foul. Warriors with the ball up 13-9, 2:09 left to go here in the first quarter. 80 to McMullen. McMullen back to Eliza in the corner to Alyssa. McMullen on top to Eliza. Our handle doesn't look very good. Kendall out to McMullen on top, 80. 80, down low, Kendall. Short jumper, no good. Inside 80 with the rebound and loses it out of bounds. Got bumped from behind by Kunkel. No call. Thirteen-9 still, 1:46 to go. Orton to Saad for three. Fouled and scores.
Oh.
80 got her on that one. She's hit three threes. Amira Saad. 5-1. Maybe. Boy, she can shoot. Into the game, number 23, DeHart. Replaces O'Neal. Chance to tie it up here from Saad. They've got four threes, Ron. That's all they're scoring.
She's 3 for 4.
Saad misses the free throw. Kendall tips and Cullen chases it down. Warriors up one with the ball. Eliza with the drive. Gets in deep. Fouled. It's a good attack right there.
I think it's on the good girl.
Yes, it is. It's on Orton. That's her first. Gretchen Orton. Gwynn already has one. Three team fouls on both. I don't have their third one. I don't know who it was on. I've got Gwynn and Gretchen. Foul shot good by Eliza. One more coming for Knisely. She's got 5 points in the game.
He went to this.
And she misses that one. Rebound, Kunkel. Or DeHart, excuse me. Orton with the ball. Over to Kunkel. There's two Kunkels in the game, two Ortons in the game. It's hard to get a name wrong at this point. Orton in the middle, little runner, knocks it down. Tie game. She's got five. That's
really good
Orton.
Ball movement.
Yep. Hit the point guard cutting from the top. 80. The drive and the kick in the corner to Kendall. Back to 80. 80. Down low. Knocked away. Gets it back. Loses it. Pushes it out. Three in the key. Sharp whistled for the three. 58 seconds. 57 seconds left to go. First quarter. 14-14. Too many turnovers for the Warriors, Ron. Down low, blocked by 80 and fouled is number 23, Janie DeHart. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Bad
That's
rotation.
That's the second on 80.
Bad rotation.
Warriors with four team fouls. The good news is Eliza doesn't have any, but Sarah does. Maya coming back in. I wonder if Maya's not feeling good.
She's having a little trouble breathing today.
Well, she didn't grab her inhaler when she came off. So I don't know. That's what I was looking for. They may just not be feeling great. Possible. Got her a nice break there, though, about 4 minutes on the bench. DeHart hits one, misses the other. Kendall gets tipped. Yeah, that was off of Kendall, but DeHart might have bumped her, and so they gave her the ball out of bounds. Warriors ball. McMullen gets it across. Man-to-man defense, saw it on her. Kendall, over to Eliza. Eliza traveled, got away with it. Ball's loose.
Oh.
All kinds of stuff going on out there. No calls. Ball's loose and picked up by McMullen. That was a turnover on Kunkel. McMullen brings it across half court with 24 seconds to go. Gives it to Harzma. Harzma kicks to McMullen, left corner. The down low to Scharf, fouled by DeHart from behind. Fourth team foul on the Lions. The Warriors also have four, but they rotate a lot of girls. Sydney King into the game. Harzma on top to McMullen. Over to Kendall with 11 seconds. Eliza drives. Kicks it in the corner. McMullen for three. Hits it! Alyssa McMullen knocks down another one. Bringing that spunky attitude. Orton from half court misses everything. Warriors up 17-15 after one quarter. We've got a good one here, folks. We'll be right back on KLYC. Sorry about that. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Lions in this girls' varsity game 17-15 after one. Where are we on some turnovers in that first quarter, Ron?
Well, we got too many. We got five turnovers to their three.
Yeah, five turnovers on pace for 20. It's too many turnovers for the Warriors, for sure.
I guess I want to say really kind of unforced turnovers.
Several of them just bad decision-making, right?
Mm-hmm.
What to do on the fast break. It's going to be Lions ball, right?
Number 20's got some joint issues. Some got shin splints.
She's got
a shoulder.
Tape everywhere, doesn't she? She's still got 3 out of 4 from 3-point range.
We better know where she's at.
Lions ball.
They're the favorite spot over there on the left side.
Gretchen Orton with it. Hooks it over to Kunkel. They trap her. Puts it on the floor. Tipped by McMullen. Stolen by Alyssa. Alyssa fouled then by Kunkel. Might have been a good foul by Kunkel, actually, because it was going to be 3-on-2 going the other way. Good job by McMullen. They realized it was a poor ball handler with it. They got up tight on her with the trap. McMullen got the tip and the steal. Eliza working on Orton. Works to the right. Kicks to Harzma. Wilson into the game. Harzma all the way with the left hand. Scores. Never stopped her. She just kind of feels her way through the defense, waiting to see what they're going to do. Looking to pass first, but if they don't close on her, she'll shoot. Orton hooks a pass over to Sod. Got to get up on her. She loads, swings it over to Kunkel with a drive. Mid-range.
Kylie Wilson.
Kylie Wilson ties up number 25, Sydney King. Warriors ball in the alternating possession. Kylie has great timing back into the game.
She was in exactly the right place.
Back into the game, Kunkel, Emily Kunkel, and number 13, Weimer. Man, they go like 10 deep, Ron. I don't understand the rotations at all. Unless he's just trying to find somebody who can play. Eliza with it. Works to the right. Gets in deep. Hooks it up. No good. Wilson had it tipped out of her hands and out of bounds. Warriors ball. 19-15 lead. 7:05 left to go. Second quarter. They get into Wilson. Hands back to Harzma. Turns. Oh. Scoops under. Misses Wilson with the rebound. Blocked from behind by O'Neal. Got to go up stronger, Kylie. Kunkel with it. Working on McMullen. Goes behind the back. Gets into the lane. Kicks out to Sod. Nobody on her. Hits it. My goodness. You cannot leave her. She has 12. She's the only reason they're in this game at all. It's a drive by Eliza. Back out. Harzma fakes. Drives. Fouled. Harzma to the line. 19-18 Warriors. Gotta get on Sod. My goodness. Four out of six, I think.
Yeah.
From 3-point
four
range.
Out of five. She's
so they missed one.
Yeah. Oh, it's short.
Harzma short on the foul shot. Warriors not helping themselves on the foul line tonight. 1 for 6 so far. One more coming for Maya, sophomore point guard. Harzma buries that one. So hey, we're 2 out of 7 from the line, up by 2. Orton, 5 points in the game for her, leading scorer in the league at 21 a game. To Sod. Skip pass. Oh. Kunkel corrals it, and then Eliza takes it from her jump ball. Oh, that was awfully quick on the jump ball. Lions ball, alternating possession. Good job by Eliza. No fouls for Eliza so far. 80 and Sarah have 2 each.
Need to find 20.
They have 6 fouls, but I only have 4 of them, so at least you have the other 2 maybe? I don't know. So they've got him on. 31 with the shot. That's Kunkel. She misses. Airballs it from 10 feet. Eliza drives hard. Kicks Alyssa for 3. Hits it! That's 3 of them tonight, Ron. She's back, baby. Alyssa was in a bit of a shooting slump the last couple of games. She's got 3 threes tonight. 23-15 Warriors. One behind Sod. Orton step back, misses everything, rebound inside and fouled is number 13, Alyssa Weimer. Reach in from behind on Maya. It's her first.
I got their 5. I got
5 and 6.
I'm missing 2 fouls.
I'm missing 2 also. I don't know what happened there. They get it to Weimer. She doesn't want it. McMullen steals. McMullen takes it in. Scores at the other end. Alyssa McMullen with 11 points here in the first half, Ron. 25-18 Warriors. Biggest lead of the game for Amity. 5:37 to go in the first half. Kunkel. Looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Good defense by the Warriors. Sod can't get the 3 off. Bobbled by Orton. Gets it back. Works left. Crosses over. Goes behind her back. Bounce pass on the baseline. Weimer almost throws it away. They trap Sod. And a timeout taken by Coach Mason. Full timeout. We'll take a quick break here. Warriors on top by 7 here on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Ron bragging about his grandson here. He says, look at this little guy. My son-in-law, Jake Bernard's walking by. I say, look at this little guy. Not quite the same kind of little guys. I call him little guy. How you doing, little man? When he shows up at my house. All 6'3", 260 pounds of him. All right. 25-18, 5:15 left to go in the first half. Warriors up 7. Kylie Wilson on the floor for the Warriors along with Kendall, Eliza Nisley, Alyssa McMullen, and Harzma. Ball off the hands of Weimer. Good job by Kendall to force the pressure there. And Tim says, use your off-ball hand. You were so close to fouling. Kylie kind of smiles. She knows they're working on that a lot, trying to play good defense, but play the pass lane a little bit more than the body. Eliza breaks her down, gets to the lane with the left hand, won't stay, ball's loose, picked up in there by number 24, Kunkel. Great move by Eliza, burned Orton off the dribble with the left hand, just couldn't finish. Orton knocked away, stolen by Eliza. Eliza going hard right at Orton, takes it in, scores Eliza Nisely. She's got 7 in the game. Orton trying not to foul. He's only got 1. Gretchen Orton, bounce pass, out of bounds! Warriors basketball. She's trying to dribble too much against the zone.
Yeah.
The one thing a zone does is it takes away great ball handlers, right? I don't care how good your ball handling is, it's hard to dribble against a good zone. And if we were playing man-to-man, I think this Orton girl would be killing us. Kendall, drive, fouled. She felt that. She wanted to go up for that shot, and she felt that shoulder on her arm and went right up through it, drew the foul.
13.
Jed's saying, hey, next time, let's drive and kick. He doesn't want that shot, really. It wasn't going to be an easy shot. A little runner from the elbow. Kendall misses the foul shot. Warriors now 2 for 8 from the foul line, Ron, I think. That's not good.
Yeah, a lot of misses. That's exactly right.
They're up by 8. They've missed 6 foul shots. Yeah, they made that one, though. Kendall makes it 3 out of 9 from the foul line. 28-18 Warriors, 4:20 to go, first half. Kunkel wants to drive. Blocked by Kendall inside. And then loses it. Harzma with the rebound. Harzma to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the right side. Orton trying to stop her. Eliza gets in deep, kicks to the corner. McMullen for 3. Hits it! Alyssa McMullen with her 4th 3 of the first half, folks. She is on fire. Orton picks up her dribble. McMullen with a steal! Alyssa going the other way, takes it in, paces herself and scores. She's got 13, Ron. No, she's got, she's got 16 in the game. Alyssa McMullen dominating the second quarter of action.
Not reaching.
Look at this attitude, this defense. Orton gives it up in the corner to Orton. Picked off by McMullen again! McMullen is everywhere! Puts the brakes on, slows things down, gets it in the corner. Eliza drives to the basket, scores! Eliza Nisely was gonna take the 3.
He's gotta have a timeout.
Oh, this one's about over. We're up 17. This was a 17-15 game. It's a 18-3 second quarter.
They have 7 turnovers this quarter.
Full timeout on the court. We'll be back after these messages on KLYC.
This is how dumb.
3:13 left to go in the first half. Warriors have exploded in the second quarter. It's a 50-cent piece. Look at that, Ron.
How often do you see that?
Not a lot. 35-18, Amity on top. And it's been the Alyssa McMullen show. She's buried 4 threes. She's got 16 points, and I think she has 13 of those in this quarter.
She didn't play very much in the first quarter.
No, she didn't. I think she might have hit 1 3 in the first. I wasn't tracking it. In the corner, Gwen Orton pulls up, misses. Rebound Kunkel, bounce pass down low, O'Neal. She's fouled. Is that Kendall coming across? Let's see who they called that on. Yeah, Kylie Kendall with her first foul. 16 foul on the Warriors. They have 7, so both teams in the 1-on-1 the rest of the way. Just under 3 minutes.
Look at that shot.
That is funky. O'Neal hits the first.
Looks like a shot put.
Yeah, she's got one, her left foot way behind her right foot. Kind of like she's stepping into the shot.
Over the line.
Buries them both. She's got a nice release.
Just over the line.
As we talk about, though, it's all about the release, right, when you shoot. Kendall on the right angle. Out to Nisely. Eliza, jab step, drives, gets in deep, blocked by Orton. Orton brings it up the middle of the floor, works to the right. McMullen picks her up. 1-3-1 with McMullen on top. She picks it up, skip pass down low, back out to Saad for 3. Miss. Force that one a little bit. Gwen Orton with the rebound in the corner. Throws a little runner up. I don't know what that garbage was. Eliza with the rebound. Nisely top of the key, works the right angle, drives, gets low, tries to dump it to Scharf, gets it to her. Scharf lays it up and in. It was tipped. Scharf stayed with it. Eliza with a great idea. It just almost didn't work because it got tipped. Warriors up 37-20. Orton gives it to O'Neal. Turns, misses. Harzma tips. Ball out of bounds off the Warriors. I think that went off of Kendall. Gwen Orton coming out.
Actually,
into the game, Kunkel.
Maya, the midget, had got a
hand on that.
Yeah.
Kunkel lobs out on top to Orton for three.
No way.
No good. Scharf with a rebound. Kendall actually takes it away from Scharf. Both girls in good position in there. Harzma working on Bella Kunkel. Crosses over on her. Leaves it for McMullen. McMullen, 16 points in the game, leads all scorers. With the drive, kicks to Harzma, back out to Eliza on the left angle, extended.
Wants to take her.
Yep, drives, gets in, fouled.
Got a foul on her, too.
That's the second on Gretchen Orton. She's taking her left. Orton keeps jumping on her right hand a little bit too much. Eliza doesn't care which way you give her.
It's interesting. We haven't seen this kind of one-on-one
basketball.
Yeah, with our girls.
Well, they're playing man-to-man. They're guarding so far out.
Yeah.
Eliza buries the first one. Two out of three from the line tonight. That gives her 10 points in the game. Usually when you have 10 points in the first half, you're probably the leading scorer. She's not. Hits them both. Even with 11, she's not the leading scorer because McMullen's got 16. 39-20 Warriors. Up by 19. Orton.
Man, that's good defense.
Dumps it down low. Knocked away by Eliza. They end up with it. We're going to get a foul on, I think, Eliza. She looks pretty surprised. Nope, it's going to be on Scharf.
Sure.
I was going to say, Eliza looking like, what?
Bonus.
Yeah, one and one coming for Jaden O'Neal. She just hit two. She's got that funky step in.
She goes over the line.
Oh, she didn't on that one. She does move that front foot a little bit, though. So she's got to give herself like a little couple of inches. Look at where she puts this front foot.
See, I'm pretty sure I was right because she made the adjustment.
Up. Yeah. She hits them both. She's actually a good free throw shooter, Ron.
Yeah.
It's just unorthodox, but it works for her. She's got them both. Eliza with the drive. Fouled. Is that going to be on Orton again? She's just attacking Orton. Yep.
Got her.
That's her third. Stretch Norton with three. No. And that's a unique thought, right? You take their best player, you attack them on the offensive end.
She's faster than she is.
She is. Stretch Norton with three fouls. Oh, Eliza misses ball. The foul shot.
Her rotation sometimes is bad.
Three out of five from the line.
It's
one more coming for the freshman.
Spinning when it leaves your hand. Wow.
Misses them both. Kendall with a rebound. Chased it all the way down. Gets it to Eliza. Back to Kendall for three from the corner. Hits it! Kylie Kendall buries a three-pointer. And the Warriors go up by 20. 106 to go. Gretchen Orton works to the right. Gets it to Kunkel. Hooks a pass inside. Stolen by McMullen! Is that four steals for her, Ron?
Yeah.
Tries to go to Eliza off her hands and out of bounds. Kind of forced that pass a little
pass.
Bit.
That might be the first negative thing she's done.
Yeah. She's had a heck of a first half. I think four steals and 16 points is pretty good. Playing the top of that 1-3-1 flawlessly. Kunkel to Saad. Hits another three. She put so much arc on that, Ron. Cuts it to 17 with 36 seconds. Eliza with the drive.
Get the fourth foul.
Oh, she trying to bounce pass too?
Megan trade sides. She didn't catch it.
Eliza bounced pass perfectly to nobody.
Yeah, Megan was.
Megan had gone to the left side. I don't know how Eliza missed that.
42-25.
Find Saad and Orton. That's it. It's a drive, a scoop, missed. O'Neal fouled. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
That's a weak call. I don't like that one at all. Second foul on Kendall. Puts O'Neal back on the line where she's 4 out of 4 tonight. Unbelievably good foul shooter. Misses that one.
Love it.
I don't care. She's a great foul shooter, Ron. I don't care what anybody says. 17.3 seconds to go. Warriors up 17. O'Neal has a chance to cut it to 16. Almost a sure thing. Misses them both. It's genius on my part, Ron. Eliza with the drive takes it in all the way. No call at that end. How do you get a call at this end and you don't get that call at that end? My goodness. Kunkel with 6 seconds. Cross half court. Hesitation dribble. Bounce pass. Knocked away. Gets her shot off. Misses it. After two, the Warriors with a commanding 42-25 lead. We'll be back with some halftime numbers for you on KLYC. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Amity High School. About 4.5 minutes to go. All right. So Warriors in the first half. Alyssa McMullen with 16. Eliza Nisley 11 to lead the scoring. 4 for Kendall, 4 for Scharf. 3 for Harzma, 2 for Grove and 80 Nisley. They lead by 17, 42-25 as they outscore the Lions 25-10 in that second quarter. And really, it's the Amira Saad show. She's got 15 points on 5 three-pointers for Jefferson. Other than that, they really have nothing going on. Jefferson, the point guard is a great ball handler, Gretchen Orton, but ball handling really doesn't have a huge impact on the game against the zone. It's about passing, player movement, getting the zone to react to your passes, and then making another pass before they can react back and getting open looks or backside cuts, things like that. You have to make the zone move. And when you dribble against a zone, we've talked about this in the boys basketball a lot, when you try to dribble against a good zone, you run into problems. You get double teamed quickly, ball gets knocked away, you have nowhere to go. And so Gretchen Orton, her strength is that ball handling ability. It just doesn't matter much against a zone defense. It's good against breaking the press. And it's good against a man-to-man defense. It's great to have that ball handling. If you're going to go one-on-one with somebody, it's great. But in a zone, you know, you might have one person guarding you, but as soon as you put the ball on the floor, there's help coming from any direction you go. And so Jefferson just doesn't move the ball well enough to get Gretchen Olsen or Orton involved away from the ball. So really, Amira Saad, the only reason they have really anything going on in this game, she has 15 of their 25 points. All right, we'll take one more break and be back a couple of minutes here on KLYC to get you started for the third quarter. Getting ready to start the third quarter here from Amity High School. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber. Warrior girls with a 42-25 lead. This was a close game in the first quarter. Warriors had some turnovers in that first quarter, Ron. They had didn't really know who the shooters were. They figured it out pretty quickly. It's Saad. She's got 15. On 5 threes, probably 5 out of 7?
I only have 5 misses, so.
Man, she can shoot. For the Warriors, Alyssa McMullen, 4 threes, couple of twos, at least 4 steals. I mean, she has been awesome, and she's starting this quarter. As the Warriors go with her over Maya. Maya must not be feeling well.
I don't think Maya's,
I don't see her with the inhaler, but she must not be feeling great. She did play great in that second quarter when she came back in, though. So, but if you're not feeling well and you can give her a break, that's good. Just shows the flexibility of this lineup. 80, Eliza, Alyssa, Sarah, and Megan Sharp. In the corner, Grove with it. Man-to-man defense now by the Lions. They give us a little different look. 80 with the drive. The bounce pass through the legs of Sharp. Sharp tried to go before she had the ball.
I think that's a Sharp turnover.
Yeah. It wasn't a high pass. It was a little low, but it was very catchable because Megan was facing the ball when it came to her. She just took her eyes off it. They hook a pass. Kunkel on top.
You can just back off them.
Yeah, Kunkel.
You need to find 20 over here.
Gets it to Orton. Back over to the other Orton. Gwen Orton with a mid-range misses everything. 80 with the rebound. Gretchen Orton has to be careful. Eliza, woo, trying to save that one. Hooked a pass towards Alyssa, threw it about 8 feet over her head and out of bounds.
I'd almost have to give 80 the turnover. It was such a bad pass.
It set Eliza up for a bad rest of the play, right? Orton with it. Gives it to Kunkel, back to Orton. Orton to the three-point line, over to Saad for three. Misses. Rebound, Eliza. Finally, we get her to miss an open shot. Eliza pushes hard up the middle. Still going. Lays it up and in, and one. Step to the side on Saad. Saad picks up her first foul of the game. And Eliza with a great finish through contact. Eliza had 11 in the first half, so she gets the first basket here of the third quarter, a minute in. Eliza at the line, buries it. That little bit of side spin. Whoops. I gotta give her a point there. I took one off. Kunkel in the forecourt. In the corner to Gwynn. Knocked away. Stolen. Grove had it. Ball's on the floor. Eliza steals it to 80. 80 pushes hard. Puts the brakes on. Finds Eliza. Eliza hooks it up and in. Oh, my goodness. Like they know where the other one's going to be magically, Ron. 80 was in a bad position. Saad for three. Hits it. Oh, my goodness. She has 18 now.
6-3.
That girl can shoot. Bounce pass, corner three. Grove, halfway down, drops it! It bounced around, wanted to come out. Sarah with a nice touch, gets that three right back, 50-28. Gwynn Orton, over to Saad. Saad, 80, right up on her. Alyssa now, affecting the pass to Kunkel. Kunkel loses it, 80, or Eliza with it, she's fouled by Kunkel. Kunkel, good sportsmanship there, checks on her, inadvertent contact. Takes 80, or Eliza out. Boy, Eliza was going to get that ball out to 80, too. She was off and running. Or Alyssa was off and running. O'Neal out to Hart in. Here. 80 with it. Works to the right angle. Bounce pass, high post, Sharp. Turns. Tries to hand off to 80. Bad idea. Sharp gets it back out to Grove, to Eliza. Need to reset here. 80. Drives. Offensive. Jumped into DeHart. Jed doesn't like that call at all. Don't worry about it, 80.
She wasn't set.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. 80 takes every foul personal. You can see it just like...
Yeah, she was sliding a lot.
Warriors with the defense here. Kunkel. Alyssa right up on her. Over to Orton for three. No good. Rebound Eliza. Warriors off and running again. It's a 3-on-2. Eliza blocked by Orton. Yeah, should have kicked it out to McMullen on that left wing. Orton with the ball. Working up the middle of the floor. Drives to the right. Kicks it. Gwynn Orton, right corner three. Short. 80 with the rebound. Looking ahead. Nothing there. Slows it down. Bounce pass to Eliza. Eliza, jab step, drives, baseline, leaves it for
nice
Sharp,
pass.
Lays it up and in. Great pass. Eliza Nisley with the assist on the baseline. She gets you so worried about her speed, everybody looks, right? Creates an opening. Ball inside, knocked away by 80. Eliza with the steal.
Fourth
takes
foul.
It in. Misses. Alyssa puts it up and in with a rebound. Alyssa McMullen, 18 in the game. She and Saad tied for high honors. Orton kicks to Orton. Gwynn down low. Ball knocked away. Eliza with a steal. Or 80 with the steal. Excuse me. 80 to Alyssa. Blocked by Orton out of bounds. That was 80 with that steal, not Eliza. Just in case you weren't sure. Ron's doing stats. Warriors have a lot of steals in this game, don't they, Ron? Grove, left corner, gives it to 80 at the foul line. Bounce pass to Sharp. Fakes. Drives. Lays it up and in. What a move. Got DeHart to flinch. Went right past her without traveling, Ron. Amazing.
Yeah.
Orton works to the right. McMullen right up on her. Pass in the corner to Gwynn Orton. Skip pass on top. Kunkel drives to the foul line elbow. Picks it up. Gives back to Gretchen Orton. 18-footer. No good. Rebound tipped inside. Kunkel misses. Gets it back. And a foul on Eliza or Sarah. Sarah with her third. Here's the thing. They had her in a bad position. She wasn't going to hurt him. That's where you don't foul. You just make it hard to make the pass. 2-3 zone for the Warriors on this out of bounds. Kunkel will inbound. Gets it to Orton on the right wing. Out on top to Gwynn Orton. 2-3 zone. Gwen Orton for three. Hits that one. She hasn't hit anything all night.
Yeah, she's too wide open.
She hits that one. 56-31. Warriors with the ball. Bounce pass to Eliza. Looking for the cutter. 80. Down low.
Nice pass.
Scharf got it up and in somehow. I thought she got fouled. She's got 10 in the game. Great pass by 80. They go to 31, hits a little jumper that is O'Neal from about 10 feet. Gets it to roll in. Grove wanted to drive baseline, just lost it.
A little too fast.
Yep. Well, and she didn't really set Kunkel up to beat her anyway.
Yeah.
She just caught and tried to drive. You got to catch, give a little fake. Harzma getting the sub going here. He's in charge of subs completely. Very rare that Jed says, I want something different. Tim's watching and making decisions about personnel on the floor. Orton working on McMullen. They're going to get McMullen for the blocking foul.
That's just, that is a bad call.
Yeah. It's pretty weak.
He missed the trip. Yeah. He probably tripped her. She tripped her the first time. He didn't call it. So then there's a little push.
Grove out, Kendall in. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's...
Well, and all that contact was initiated by Orton almost trying too hard. Orton with the ball. She's got three fouls. Be nice to get a fourth on her soon. Over to Gwen Orton. Gwen in the corner. Kunkel starts to drive, picks it up. Sharp ties her up. It's going to be Lions ball still. Ball 58-33, 2:46 to go third quarter. Kunkel to Orton in the corner, out on top to Saad. Saad back in the corner to Kunkel. Wants to drive, kicks to Saad for three.
Oh.
The cheers tell you everything you need to know. That is her seventh three of the night. She has 21 points. Wow. They feed Eliza down low, knocked away and stolen. No, Eliza gets it back.
Oh my goodness.
Jed's going to start working this official. First foul on Eliza, which is pretty impressive. 58-36, Warriors by 22. Kunkel, 1-3-1 zone again for the Warriors. Orton on top, wants to drive, crosses over, goes to the right. Lobs a pass on the corner to Gwen. Gwen drives, hooks a pass. Shot. Oh my goodness! Jed's gonna start getting a little upset here, I think. This one they call on Alyssa?
No, 22.
Kylie Kendall. If I were Jed, I'd be getting a little upset. That's the third on Kylie. Jed talking about the carry.
Oh!
O'Neal misses
you
a foul shot. Oh, I did. She hit four in a row. And,
she's 0 for 3 at her last
yeah.
3.
I do my work, Ron. I put in my work. I do my homework. I know what's going on. She misses both. Oh, she got that one to roll in.
It was a miss.
That was a miss if I ever saw one. How'd that ball roll up and over?
Rolled over the front.
58-27. 80. Back to Eliza. Right angle, drives, back to 80. Bounce
here.
Pass, sharp, lays it up, fouled.
We did get a foul.
Getting a little whistle happy out there, though. This game is really getting choppy. This one on
31.
That is the second foul on Jaden O'Neal. Sharp, short on the foul shot. 0 for 2 from the line tonight for Megan.
Second into the line, Bella Kunkel.
Bella Kunkel in, Gwen Orton out.
That's all their girls, though, because they don't have a JV team.
Oh, that's true. Sharp hits the second. She's got 11 in the game. 1 out of 3 from the line. 59-37, Warriors. 1:45 to go. Orton, bounce pass in the corner. Saad, are you kidding me? Misses that one. Rebound Kunkel on the weak side. Shovels it to the other Kunkel. This is Emily Kunkel. The other one is Bella Kunkel. Emily with it to Bella in the corner. Knocked away. Off of Bella and out of bounds. 80 forces the turnover. Doesn't get the steal, but forced the turnover. Might as well have gotten a steal. Great job by 80 Nisley. Eliza brings it up. Top of the key, bounce pass, high post to Scharf, hands to Eliza. Eliza mid-range, pops it from about 8 feet. It's a nice little high post action. 80 went through, Eliza went through. Megan just picked her target. Warriors up by 24. Three-pointer out top, missed by Kunkel. Rebound 80. 80 up the right side, back towards the middle at the top of the key to McMullen. McMullen for three. Buries it! Alyssa McMullen, always ready to shoot, Ron.
Anything you could do, I can do better.
21 for McMullen. Oh, my God. There's McMullen with a steal if she can get to it. She can't. There's a push-off on Kunkel. How do you not call that push-off? She shoves out with her left arm completely, and that's what Jed's upset about. McMullen had the steal. There's a total shove of the left arm by Kunkel, and that's what Jed's telling him. Like, come on. Now they're discussing if it was tipped.
Her back.
It should have just been a foul call. 64-37 Warriors.
He's right. He's going to say he's right. It doesn't matter. You're not going to. You're not going to.
43-7. 43.7 seconds. 64-37.
He's never.
Yeah,
wrong.
That was a terrible call. Kunkel just shoved Alyssa away. Down low, Scharf turns. Fouled! Oh, my goodness! They didn't touch the ball to knock it out of bounds. They smacked her arm.
Here we go.
My goodness gracious. 80 will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. 33.7 seconds to go.
Check the score.
I know.
They're not going to get any better.
Scharf on the baseline. Ooh, misses that one badly.
That's going to be ours.
Warriors ball as Orton couldn't control it along the baseline. Lost it out of bounds.
Scharf missed her first shot.
She was wide open, too. Scharf hands to 80 on the curl. Back. Oh, tried to go back to Scharf. That's a tough pass and catch attempt.
Should have gone to the hoop.
Yeah.
Would have got a foul.
26 seconds. It was a good attempt, but it was a tough angle. Orton with it, takes a three, wide right, misses everything. They get the rebound underneath. Bella Kunkel loses it. Kendall on the floor.
Our ball.
Yep, on the jump ball. Great job by Kylie to strip that ball away.
Alyssa is in 22's head. She can't,
oh, yeah.
She can't play.
Warriors with it. 80 running the point. It's spread it out for one shot here. 5 seconds. 80 with the drive. Leaves it for Alyssa. We've got a foul. That'll be the fourth foul with 3 seconds. Who is it on? 32? Fourth team foul. So Warriors have it with 3 seconds to go. It's actually a good foul by the Lions.
We shouldn't have Alyssa take it out. We should have, oh, they got the lane.
Go back door. Try to go back door. The pass wasn't good enough.
Look.
They try. They have such good awareness. The Twins try. After three quarters, that play didn't work very well. Warriors, though, are up 64-37. That play kind of fell apart. Alyssa didn't pass the ball far enough for 80 on the backdoor break for it to work. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with the fourth quarter. 8 minutes on the clock for this. We get ready to start the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. 64-37, Amity on top of the Jefferson Lions. Close first quarter, 17-15. From that point on, Ron, we have outscored them 47-22. Alyssa McMullen, 21 points. She's hit 5 3-pointers, 3 2s.
5 for 6, and 3 for 3 from the field.
11 for, no more than that. I don't actually have up-to-date points here. What did I say for McMullen?
21.
Said, yeah, 21. Eliza's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
14.
18.
Yeah.
She's up too. And Scharf with 11. Leading scorers for the Warriors. Amira Saad has 7 threes for 21 points for the Lions. That's about all of their offense. 21 of their 37. On top, Kunkel drives to the elbow, kicks to Bella Kunkel, mid-range, pulls up, misses, rebound, 80. How many does 80 have, Ron? There's a lot of boards in this game.
Well, between the two of them, they got 9. She's got 4 and Eliza's got 5.
Great job of rebounding from the guard position. Warriors are going to spread this out, man-to-man defense. Eliza and Jed wants a timeout. They're going to set this up. If the Lions are going to spread this out and go man-to-man, we're about to absolutely butcher it. with some motion and some drives. We have so much quickness from the guard position.
He won't stop going for it. He's not going to hold on to it.
No, we're not going to stall. We will spread it out, break them down, and beat them to the basket. We'll get lay-in after lay-in. Jed loves this. When you pull out and go man-to-man against him, even last year when we didn't have that many ball handlers, he loved it just with Maya and Ellie. Now you've got Alyssa, Maya, the twins. When Ellie comes back, you'll be able to run five guards out there, some lineups. But Maya's not feeling great tonight. You can see it. I mean, she sat out the whole third quarter, and I don't think she's going to play the rest of the night. So whatever's bugging her, it's enough. I don't think it's the asthma, because I've never seen her go to her inhaler tonight. Warriors with a 27-point lead here in the fourth quarter.
We had a lot of athletes that hooted with the Owls last night, so it's kind of hard to scream with the Eagles today.
It
was a formal
it's
dance.
It's a hubrism.
It was a formal dance last night.
Hubrism.
Actually, it's if you hoot with the Owls, it
can't
night,
fly with
you.
Can't
fly with the Eagles.
Soar with the Eagles, something like that.
Yeah.
Warriors with the ball. Eliza out on top, man-to-man defense. Alyssa pops out. Look where Kylie is. She's just the safety valve here. 80 to Kylie. Kylie. Back to Alyssa out on top.
Alyssa could take this girl.
Alyssa gets it to 80. 80 rips through. Over to Eliza. Now finds 80, going to the basket, lays it up. Oh, a little too strong. Kylie with a rebound. Kylie fouled. Great job by Kylie Kendall, crashing in from that weak side. Didn't get boxed out. Came from the three-point line all the way in to get that rebound.
This is a different Kylie than the one you saw at San Diego Christian.
She's only got 4 points tonight, but she's been active.
Yeah.
Misses the foul shot because that's who we are as a foul shooting team tonight.
Hurried that one. Just a jerky.
She's normally one of our better foul shooters. Misses them both. She is 1 for 4 from the foul line tonight. Right up there with Scharf, 1 for 3. 80, 0 for 2. Maya, 1 for 2. They get a little action going towards the basket. The pass was great. The shot by number 31, O'Neal, was short. 80 with another rebound. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza sets it up again. We got the lay-in last time. We just didn't convert. Kylie, way out on the right corner, back to Alyssa. Alyssa. They're going to get 80 trying to post up.
I don't know.
Bias much?
If you can't, nothing's happening, look for a foul and call it.
So we've got a substitute coming in, number 13, Weimer. She comes in for O'Neal. Lions ball, still 64-37. A minute and a half gone here in the fourth quarter. Nobody has scored. Orton crosses over. Defense slides over. Kendall with a steal. Kendall to McMullen. To Eliza. Eliza drives. Foul.
20.
Gonna be Sod's second foul, I think.
It is.
Warriors box it up. They're going to inbound left side of the key along the baseline. 6:14 left to go. Still nobody scored. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. That'll be great. In the corner, Eliza hooks a pass to Kylie. Nice. On the baseline, throws up a little six-footer and in.
Caught it
nice.
Caught it high, didn't bring it down, didn't dribble, shot it right from the top of her head.
Nice little soft touch. Orton hooks a pass to number 32, Bella Kunkel, has her first basket of the game. 66-39, Warriors. 80 to Alyssa, popping out. This is good for Alyssa. She's getting more confident handling the ball. I love seeing that. 80, working on Orton. Bounce pass to Alyssa, over to Wilson. Wilson, couple of dribbles to 80 in the corner. 80, the drive, the dish to Alyssa. She'll back it out to the corner. Out to Wilson. 80 on the left angle to Alyssa out by the center circle. Works right. Bounce pass to Eliza. Turns. Apparently no foul. Kendall picks it up. Misses. Rebound. Eliza saves it to Alyssa. Back in the corner. Eliza, she'll put up a three, Ron. Buries it! Eliza Nisley says, hey, maybe I can't get the lay-in because you fouled me. I'll just bury the three instead. Warriors up 30. Down low. Kendall with the steal. What's Orton even looking at? Trying to be a magician out there just doesn't work sometimes. You got to play fundamentally sound, and that's what the Warrior girls are showing you what that looks like.
No foul.
Yeah, Orton about takes out 80. There are no fouls anywhere, apparently. There they finally get one. That's going to be on Sod, and Eliza will go to the line and shoot. Oh, it might be on 32. Rice is going to come in here. Yeah, it's going to be on Bella Kunkel, her third.
We got a 30-point game. Should be running clock.
It is right now. Janelle's all over it.
Now right now, I've been told you shut the clock off while they're shooting.
She's not shooting yet, though.
See?
Now it should. And she did. Yeah. She's good, Ron.
Perfect. He just said perfect.
Eliza stepped over the line.
Nope. Violation.
Not good.
Violation.
Would have been good, but she stepped over the line, so it's a missed free throw.
Turnover.
Orton with the ball. Works right.
Uh-oh.
Throws it out to Sod for three.
Oh,
hits it. Oh, my goodness. She has 24 on 8 3-pointers, Ron. Eliza with the drive all the way to the basket. Misses. Kunkel with the rebound. Emily Kunkel going the other way behind the back. Puts the brakes on. Swings it to Orton on the right wing. Orton drives. Scoops, misses almost
trying
everything. She has 5 points in the game.
She's really trying.
Yep, she was averaging 21 a game coming in.
Thanks to Eliza. I mean, yeah. Alyssa.
Alyssa's been great defensively. Orton trying to guard Eliza. Bounce pass to McMullen. Mid-range, buries it. Alyssa McMullen, folks. She has 23 in the game. Not the leading scorer, though, because Sod has 24. Hesitation dribble by Orton puts it up and in. Might have been a little carry there. She got away with it. She's got 7. That was Gretchen Orton. Gwynn's in the game as well. Alyssa with the ball. To 80, popping out. On top of the key. Back down to 80. Lays it up and in. Lost Gwynn Orton on the cut. It requires a lot of physical and mental discipline to play against this spread because players are moving down, popping out, back down, back up. Gwynn Orton airballs that. 80 with another rebound. I think she's got like 12 rebounds, bro.
Well, you get mixed up. They both each have 6.
80, I think, has had more. She has had a lot of boards this game, but it is easy to mix them up. Rice fakes the 3. Goes left, loses it. Had the move. Little head fake from the 3-point line. Pass ahead to Orton. Rice closes out. She drives, scoops, misses. 80 knocks it loose. Oh, team rebound. That one went off the leg of one of the Lions because 80 made the play. 2:10 to go. 73-44. Warriors in a rout after the first quarter run.
Yep.
Just a superior team. More depth. Down low, Eliza finds 80 on the cut. Lays it up and in. What a play. Eliza to 80 for another basket. 75-44. Orton. Hesitation dribble.
Points.
There's another little carry. Comes up short. Eliza with the rebound. Eliza pushing up the other way. Goes in all the way with the left hand. Whoa. Up and in. Eliza just turning Sod around.
And they'll keep running. They're not...
Checking in for the Lions, Jasmine Kosecki, and number... So Orton out, O'Neal out.
They can just run him out of the gym.
Pretty disappointing night for Miss Orton. She's got 7 points, came in averaging 21 a game, goes to the end of the bench, puts her hand on top of her head.
Checking in for the Warriors.
Eliza Nisely. And 80 out. What a game by the Nisely girls. They were everywhere defensively tonight. Phenomenal game between them and McMullen. My goodness, the three freshmen just dominated the last three quarters of this game. Gwynn Orton throws it away. I don't think Gwynn got Gretchen's physical ability.
What is she? What
senior.
Grade? Oh, my.
Her little sister's a sophomore. I guess they're sisters. Gwynn and Gretchen, I'm assuming, are sisters. High post. Back door. Kendall misses the jumper.
Kylie.
Kylie Wilson puts it up and in. Kylie Wilson in the scorebook. Minute to go in this one. Good rebound and put back by the freshman. Saad misses a three. It's amazing. Throw ahead. Rice gets it to McMullen. Over to Kendall. McMullen on top. See Alyssa bury another three here. That would make me happy. Feeds high post to Scharf. Backdoor. Kendall lays it up. Misses it. Too far under. Misses again. Scharf with the board. Oh. And throws it to Gwen Orton instead of Alyssa. 30 seconds to go in this one. And a double dribble.
This girl's just, this, she's a senior, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. 25, Sydney King and back clean into the game. Get that right. 10 seconds. Rice gets it knocked away, chases it down. 2 seconds to go. Knocked away from her again, and that's the game, folks. Final score here for Amity High School. Warriors 79, the Lions 44. We'll be right back with some final numbers. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Alyssa McMullen coming up to join me here. Alyssa had 16 in the first half, 23 in the game. Put that on your head. You got to put it on like that, just like that. Have you never done this before? Okay. You there? You got to say something.
Yeah.
You got to talk a little louder than that. I'll turn you up a little bit. Hey, it is good to see the shooter back.
Yeah, I think so too.
You had a couple of rough shooting games. What was going on? What were the last two games? It was St. Am Christian and Sheridan. Sheridan was a rough game. I think we had you like 1 for 13 or something. St. Am Christian, a couple of shots made, just not really finding your shot. What was the difference tonight?
I think I was more relaxed and I wasn't aiming it. I was just shooting. Another time I was thinking about it too much. So my dad always tells me not to aim it.
Yeah, exactly. 16 in the first half. You had 7 in the second half, 23 in the game. That might be a career high.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe? Okay, so 23 points tonight. And you had 5 3-pointers. I think Ron had you 5 out of 6 or 5 out of 7 from 3-point range. So really good shooting percentage.
Thank you.
What I was really impressed with though, your ball handling tonight was excellent.
Thank you.
And your defense at the top of the 1-3-1 when Sarah went out with the foul trouble, you came in. So top of that 1-3-1, how do you like that? Do you enjoy playing the top of that?
I really like it.
Why is that?
Fun. You just get a lot of deflections. And you get to make people mad. I like to do that, so.
So do you know when players are getting upset?
Yeah.
So did you feel that tonight?
Yeah, she was definitely a little bit frustrated.
By she, I think you mean Orton.
I don't know which one it is.
Number 22?
Yeah.
Their point guard.
Yeah.
Did a great job on her all night long. She's a good ball handler. Zones kind of negate ball handling though.
Yeah.
Right?
They do.
So how are you guys feeling right now as a team? You had kind of an up and down game that finished up against St. Am Christian, but that had a rough stretch in it. How did you guys come back from that and get ready for tonight?
Well, we needed to be a four-quarter team, and I think we were tonight, and I think it'll be good going into the rest of the second half of the league.
So a four-quarter team, is that something that your coaches are talking about?
Yeah.
That's their phrase?
We've been coming out hot in the first quarter, and then second and third, especially third, were rough in a few games. And tonight we brought it in all four. I think
third quarter tonight, 22-12.
Yeah.
So good advantage there.
Yeah.
First quarter, some turnovers. If you're gonna have a slow quarter, the first quarter is a better one to be slow in than the fourth, right?
Yeah,
or the third. So, hey, nice job. Good to see your shooting come back. And, that gets me excited when I see you drilling those threes.
Thank you.
Nice job, Alyssa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Alyssa McMullen. Warriors freshman had 23 points tonight, career high. Adie Nisley had 11 in the first half, and let me get this right here. She had 8, 9, 12 in the second half, so 23 in the game for her as well. Outstanding job by Eliza and Alyssa Nisley. She had 2 freshmen combined for 46 points, and then Adie Nisley added 6. So, and Kylie Wilson had 2. So your freshman contributed 54 points out of your 79. Megan Scharf, senior, had 11. Kylie Kendall had 6. Sarah Grove had 5. And Maya Harzma had three. Maya didn't play in the second half, I guess, just not feeling great. But she looked like she was physically okay, not injured and nothing really dramatically wrong. But sometimes you just don't feel good, and if you don't need it, good to give her that rest. It's been a long week. Warriors will come back on on the 27th. So they have some days off. Next game is Friday against Sio. We start the second half of the year. The girls will be going at 6 o'clock instead of the boys. The girls wrap up the first half of the season 6-0 in league, 14-3 overall, Ron.
Yeah, we have two home games in a row now. We play Sio on Friday, and we come back with Dayton the next Tuesday.
That's three in a row, actually, because it's tonight.
Kind of count today. Yeah.
So.
And then we have a two-game week where we play Dayton Tuesday and Friday. Then we come back with, I think, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, we have one more three-game week coming up. That's
the last.
The 7th, 9th, and 11th, yeah. Sheridan, Santa Yam, and Jefferson will be another one of those Tuesday, Thursday,
Saturday.
Second time
around for everybody. We've got the two tough teams at home.
Yep, Santa Yam and
Dayton.
I guess they're tough.
Well, Dayton boys. I was thinking
Dayton boys. Dayton
boys,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, great game tonight. We talked about, you weren't on the air, Ron, but Elias and Alyssa both had 23 points tonight, combined for 46 out of the 79, and the freshmen as a whole had 54 points for the Warriors tonight.
The other one that doesn't go in the scorebook, it does go in the scorebook, but doesn't show in our stats, is Alyssa just shut down the gunner from the other team.
We were talking about that a little bit. I asked her about playing the top of that 1-3-1. She said, I love it. You get a chance to get deflections. And she said, you get a chance to frustrate and make opponents mad. And I said, were you telling that tonight? She said, yeah. 22 was getting really frustrated.
Yes.
And so you know that when you're on the floor. Other people might not be able to hear the little noises and pick up on the little things. But when you're right out there next to somebody, you can tell how they're feeling.
And pushing it. You could tell she was just so frustrated because the last three or four times down the court, she was just driving into the middle, just reckless abandon.
Yeah.
She's a good player, but that other girl certainly is a shooter. Oh my goodness.
Sod hit 8 threes. I don't know if we've seen that since Lily Dumler had 9 threes in a game against Horizon Christian. That's the last time I can remember a girl or a boy hitting 8 threes in a game. That's a lot of threes.
Yeah.
And she hit 8 out of probably 12. I mean, she did not miss much until the end.
After the first four or five, they were contested threes. Somebody was flying at her.
Good. She's like 5 feet tall. But she shoots with great arc. She fundamentally sound on her shot, gets a lot of arc on it, has good range. She's got range out to 24 feet. At 5 feet tall, I don't know how you do that. You and I don't have range out that far.
No.
We're taller than that. All right, folks.
We saw two good shooters.
That's it for tonight. What's the final in the Giants-Eagles game? 38-7.
Yeah. I thought it'd be closer.
I thought the Giants might hang with them. Eagles were ready. No letdown after their bye. That's impressive.
And
not easy to do.
Haven't hurt back. Hurts back.
Oh. Yeah, it looks like he had a good game. So,
yeah.
All right, folks, that's it. Until next Friday, we'll be back on the air, 6 o'clock for the girls' game on Friday versus Sio here at home. Until then, thanks for joining us. And,
night to be a Warrior. Come on.
Always. Oh, that's in my clothes. It's always a great night to be a Warrior, Ron. We'll talk to you on Friday, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.